From geopolitics to the kitchen, the ransomware attack on Fairlife that halted all U.S. dairy production this week is a story about infrastructure vulnerability that should get more attention than it's received. Fairlife is a Coca-Cola subsidiary producing ultra-filtered milk, protein shakes, and other dairy products distributed nationally. A ransomware attack that shuts down all production simultaneously across facilities isn't a localized disruption. It's a demonstration that operational technology systems, the industrial control systems that run manufacturing equipment, are increasingly targeted and successfully compromised.
The pattern here is consistent with what cybersecurity researchers have been warning about for years. Ransomware operators have moved deliberately from attacking information systems, where you lose data, to attacking operational technology systems, where you lose production capacity. The Colonial Pipeline attack in 2021 is the canonical example. What's notable about the Fairlife attack is the food and agriculture sector specifically, which the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has identified as critical infrastructure, but which historically has underinvested in cybersecurity relative to financial services or energy.
The Russian cyber spy story connects to this. Denis Obresko, who pleaded not guilty to hacking charges in Boston, previously held a senior role at Kaspersky Lab from 2017 to 2019. This matters because it illustrates the porous boundary between Russian state-sponsored cyber operations and nominally private Russian technology companies. The U.S. government banned Kaspersky Lab products from federal networks in 2017 and expanded that prohibition to consumer markets in 2024. Obresko's background suggests the concern about Kaspersky as a potential intelligence vector wasn't unfounded.
Suno's scraping revelation this week, where a late 2025 hack exposed source code showing the AI music generator had pulled millions of songs from YouTube, Deezer, and Lyric sites to train its models without authorization, adds another dimension to the AI data practices story. This isn't just a legal issue, though it certainly is that. It's a technical and ethical issue about what AI companies actually did versus what they said they did. The music industry's lawsuits against AI training practices have often lacked the specific technical evidence of what was scraped. Leaked source code is significantly harder to dispute than general allegations.